Let's get started. Before we take a deep dive into the market access and pricing of an orphan drug, I thought it'd be a good point to look at the orphan drug landscape. So orphan drugs account for a substantial proportion of recently approved and launched products. Here we have focused on Europe, and as you can see from the three launch markets in Europe, UK, France, and Germany, almost a third of products launched since 2016 were orphan products. This includes 11 cell and gene therapies. Now, you'll see here that there may be some differences in the total number of products, and this is related to the price data availability from our GPI Pulse platform, our price and access analytics platform. Taking a deeper look at these data, it's interesting to see that most of the orphan products were approved in non-oncology indications since 2016. The most orphan products, 21, as per the chart on the right, were approved in 2018, of which 15 of these were for non-oncology indications. It looks like non-oncology indications will continue to dominate orphan products.